That's right. It's time to jump on the tour. See our time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day. Today being the 5th of February. Just what's gone on this day in history. On today's date, in the year 62, an earthquake struck the towns of Pompeii and Herculaneum, severely damaging both towns and killing over 2,000 people. A flock of 600 sheep were also killed that Roman philosopher Seneca the Younger attributed to the effects of poisonous gases from beneath the earth. And a tsunami from the quake also swamped the port of Ostia in Rome, destroying three ships containing a year's supply of grain for Rome. Some believe the quake was a precursor to the 79 AD eruption of Mount Vesuvius, which would destroy Pompeii and Herculaneum for good, and indeed repairs from this quake were still ongoing at the time of that eruption. Today's date in 756, An Lushan, leader of a revolt against the Tang Dynasty, declared himself emperor and established the state of Yan. A group of early Japanese Christians, known as the 26 Martyrs, today in 1597 were killed by the new government of Japan for being seen as a threat to Japanese society. 5th of Feb in 1649, Charles Stuart, the son of King Charles I, was declared King Charles II of England and Scotland. The New Hermitage Museum in St. Petersburg, Russia, one of the largest and oldest museums in the world, opened to the public today in 1852. 1859, Alexandru Ion Cuza, Prince of Moldova, was also elected as Prince of Wallachia, joining the two principalities as a personal union called the United Principalities, ushering in the birth of the modern Romanian state. A gold nugget named Welcome Stranger was discovered today in 1869 at Mollygul in Victoria by a pair of gold miners. With a calculated refined weight of 97.14 kilograms, it is the largest alluvial gold find on record. Alluvial meaning it was found in loose soil. In fact, it was found only 3 centimetres beneath the ground surface. At the time of discovery, there were no scales capable of weighing a nugget that large, so it was broken into 3 pieces on an anvil before being weighed and was soon melted down into gold ingots. King Leopold II of Belgium established the Congo as a personal possession today in 1885. February 5th in 1907, Belgian chemist Leo Baekeland announced the creation of Bakelite, the world's first synthetic plastic. Greek military aviators performed the first naval air mission in history today in 1913. 1917, the current constitution of Mexico was adopted, establishing a federal republic with powers separated into independent branches. The Royal Greenwich Observatory on February 15th in 1924 began broadcasting the hourly time signals known as the Greenwich Time Signal. The British Empire Games began in Sydney today in 1938. A hydrogen bomb known as the Tybee Bomb was lost by the US Air Force off the coast of Savannah, Georgia today in 1958, never to be recovered. Russian forces massacred at least 60 civilians in the Novyi Aldi suburb of Grozny, Chechnya today in 2000. And finally, last year in 2020, February 5th marks the day the US President Donald Trump was acquitted by the US Senate in his first impeachment trial. You know what they say though, second time's the charm. Famous birthdays for us this morning. William S. Burroughs was born 1914. A artist of your nightmares, H.R. Giger, 1940, and soccer superstar Cristiano Ronaldo is 36 this morning. As above his musos, Al Cooper, founding member of Blood, Sweat and Tears, 77 today. Chris Barron, Spin Doctors, 53. We were hearing one from them, Two Princes, a little earlier. And Bobby Brown, awful human being, but he was a musician, 52 today. Track going out to Corey Wells of Three Dog Night, born 1942, one of the three lead vocalists of the band. The name Three Dog Night allegedly came from an article on Indigenous Australians, which claimed on cold nights they would customarily sleep while embracing a dingo. On colder nights they would sleep with two dogs, and if the night was freezing, it was a Three Dog Night. Going out on probably their most famous track, Joy to the World, for this day in history, and 2SER.
Oh,